We're about to light the Hanukkah menorah for the last time this year and finally light all 8 candles and enter that day, the 8th day of Hanukkah, that special day that's known as Zos Hanukkah. Zos Hanukkah, this is Hanukkah. The 8th day of Hanukkah, when we finally light all 8 candles, is known throughout the world as Zos Hanukkah. This is Hanukkah. And of course, the most simplest reason why this day is known as such is because the Torah reading for that day, when we've been reading the whole holiday about the sanctification of the tabernacle of the Mishkan that took place in the desert, we read tomorrow morning, Zos Chanukas HaMizbeach, this is the sanctification and the consecration of the altar. We finally read about the end when they actually finish consecrating the Mishkan. But of course, there has to be a deeper reason why this day is called Zos Chanukah. This 8th day is Chanukah, which seems to be saying that the entire point, the entire focus, the entire meaning of the holiday is dafka, specifically most on the 8th day. And it's very well known, and everyone should have in mind, that this is a special holy day. The holy books, the Sfarim, all speak about the tremendous power that there is on this last day of Hanukkah, the 8th day of Hanukkah. Some holy books liken it to Yom Kippur in some ways. The holy B'nai Yisachar writes clearly that it's a day that's extremely powerful for women that need to have children, that have been having a hard time to have children. This day, Zos Chanukah, is the day for them to have an extremely supernatural salvation, to pray and be answered and blessed with children on this day. And the Heilige Bel Zeruv, the Holy Rabbi Aaron of Belz, used to always say over this B'nai Yisachar that Zos Chanukah is a day of special blessings for children, and the Holy Books say that it's a special day to daven for Parnassah. Those that are having a difficult time financially and need more money to get blessed for that on this day, and we should all daven for each other about that on this day. And many, many other things the holy books teach, that this is such a potent, special, powerful day. Rabbi Aaron Karliner said when you light the 8 candles in the menorah, the same light of Keser that we say Shabbos morning when we say the holiest prayer of Keser that shines throughout the world at that time. It's the holiest day of Hanukkah. And as Lubavitcher Rebbe points out, what's interesting is that we don't find in any other holiday on the Jewish calendar that the last day is the holiest. The opposite. When it comes to Pesach and Sukkot, the first day is the holy day, and then afterwards is Chol HaMoed, intermediate days. We don't ever find that the holiest day of a holiday is the last day, only on Hanukkah. And again, we're not just saying that it's the holiest of the days of Hanukkah. The actual name of the day that Jews call it is Zos Chanukah. This is Hanukkah. This day is really what Hanukkah is all about. So the Rebbe explains a fascinating thing, which not only will explain to us the meaning of tonight and tomorrow of this holy day of Zos Chanukah, but will also show us how this is Chanukah should also be that this is what Chanukah teaches us in life. You see, one of the most important ideas, dialectics, you could even say tensions, that's found in all subjects of science, ontology, engineering, philosophy, theology, etc., etc., is the tension, the dialectic between potential and actual. When there's a potential for something to be, when something has potential to manifest, has potential to do something, versus when that potential is actualized, when it comes to fruition, when it plays itself out on the stage of empirical reality that we experience. So of course, in our world, in our physical world, anything that's just in potential and is not actualized, we consider very much lacking. An artist that has a lot of talent to paint, but only has potential and never painted, is not worth much. A parent's worst nightmare is coming back from parent-teacher conferences when the teacher says your child has a lot of potential. That's not something a parent wants to hear from the teacher, that your child has a lot of potential. Of course, when it comes to higher supernal realms, when it comes to God and other ethereal levels, sometimes the potential and actual are united. Or when it comes to very high things like power, for instance, the fact that the Queen of England has the potential to do certain things, even though she never does, still gives her that power. Or a superpower that has a nuclear arsenal is very happy just keeping that power and potential. But when it comes to empirical life, to us, only when we actualize things, it does it become real and concrete. And therefore, we understand that one of the most important aspects of Torah, of God giving us the Torah and allowing us the opportunity of bringing His light into this world, is that the whole purpose of the creation of the world, the whole purpose for which our souls descended into those our bodies, is to actualize the Torah, to bring all the potentials of our soul and of the Torah to actuality, to lemaisa bepoel, to actualize what our souls are capable of, to actualize what God's plan is for reality, which is to actually bring God concretely, empirically into the physical world. And although all of Torah mitzvahs is about actualizing, not just having the potential to give charity or the potential to learn Torah or the potential to put on tefillin and light Shabbos candles, but to actually do it, not just to have a warm Jewish heart, as important as that might be, but just to have the warm Jewish heart, the potential to be a good Jew, we have to work on actualizing be a good Jew. That's important when it comes to all of the religion, but especially on Hanukkah. You see, Hanukkah is the only holiday we have that was completely initiated by the Jewish people, was not given at Sinai in the Torah in a revealed way. It's completely from the rabbis. We actualized, we brought about a completely new holiday. Because even Purim, there were still prophets, there was still prophecy around, and it was still part of scripture. Hanukkah is completely the Jewish people actualizing our love of God and initiating and bringing about a completely new holiday. And the whole rebellion that Matisyahu and his children, the Maccabees, led against the Greeks was not based on prophecy or being commanded. It was a complete actualization of a Jew's devotion, unlimited devotion to God, to not want to allow our oils to become impure and our temple to be defiled, and therefore they actualized their love of God with the whole war and the victory over the Greeks. And therefore this day, Zois Chanukah, when we finally light all 8 candles, the oil that we found in the temple had enough to light for 8 days. And this 8th day is when the oil was actualized. And we actualize, we bring to fruition the whole holiday. And we finally reach the 8th candle. We've brought to actuality, to concrete empirical reality, all the light of Chanukah that had, from the first day, was in potential. Now in the 8th day, we actualize it and we make the whole world be illuminated and shine with that light. Zois Chanukah, this is Chanukah, this is the day that's all about actualizing the divine light in the world and in our lives. And therefore, that's why, of course, we understand why it's a day that's so full of blessings for people that need children to be blessed with children, and people that need money to be blessed with money, because it's a day that's all about actualization, actualizing blessings in the world, bringing concrete light and blessings and all good and all things that we need should be actualized in the world. And we should take this Chanukah, this is Chanukah, this day, to strengthen our lives to become Jews that are this is Chanukah Jews, actualizing all the potentials that our souls have, the infinite potential our souls have, bring it about in concrete reality, because Mashiach is the actualization of everything we are. This is Chanukah, this is Mashiach.